This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, now for everybody who's paying attention, that was the guy saying 855-99-DR-JOY. I've been asked, and I'm absolutely willing to comply with giving out the phone number slowly, numerically, all right? So it's 855-99-37569. Got it? Good. All right, we're talking with Ernie, who 4 years ago, son said, "Hey, Dad, I need a place to live while I'm going through divorce." And he's now divorced, and he's still there, yes?
Yeah, oh, yes, he's still here.
Oh, so how much room?
I retired about 5 years ago early.
Okay.
Looking forward to traveling and maybe even moving to the, you know, just taking a different tack. And,
yeah.
Well, in the last 4 years, his life has kind of become my life now. In his divorce, he has his children every weekend, which means that they're here every weekend.
Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Well, in theory, you don't have to be there just because the kids are there. But are you saying you were thinking about selling the house?
Yes, and moving, perhaps. And
okay.
I mean, essentially, it's kind of like being married. All of a sudden, I'm...
Well, but, I mean, Ernie, my darling, you would not be the first human being who sold a property to get out from underneath a roommate, even if it's your family.
Yeah.
Right. So here's the deal. Let's look at this. Do you charge your son any room and board?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just because
Ernie, you're giving my darling, you're giving not only your son but me, or not only me but your son, a very mixed message. You're saying I don't really like the situation, but you're really not doing anything whatsoever to limit the situation, let alone to change it. And certainly, I mean, your son is 36 years old. Does he have a job?
Yes.
Okay. How much money would you say he makes, just conservatively, in a year?
Oh, probably $30,000, $32,000, somewhere.
Okay. How much does... So, he pays some alimony?
Yes. Well, he pays child support.
Okay. So, how much rent could he afford?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean,
I'm torn
between trying to help him, which I'd like to do, but I'd also like to have the rest of my short, older life to myself.
Well, but then you have to choose, because you're making it really easy for him to do something you don't really want him to do.
Yeah.
Which is, you're making it really easy for him to stay there because, I mean, look, a 36-year-old man living with his dad, that's not exactly going to make him feel like he's king of the world. But it's not only cheap, it's free. And not only is it free, but he gets help with taking care of the kids on the weekends.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're really making it very easy for him to do something that makes no sense to you. So,
right. Let's
talk about what makes sense to you, and then how do we accomplish that? In some ways, your call is very much like Deborah's, is that you're waiting for something externally to change the situation, and it's not going to happen because there's too many incentives for him to stay exactly where he is. Even if he has a girlfriend, even if he wants to go and hit, you know, the sheets with a new woman, he can either go to her place, or he's got enough leftover money, presumably, because he's not paying any room and board, or he's not at least paying any housing costs, to go hit a motel. So you're making it really easy for the situation to perpetuate itself. If you are independently wealthy, which I assume from this conversation you were probably not, one of the possibilities is, do you own the home?
Yes.
Okay. You could, I suppose, deed it to him. I mean, and then he can figure out how to pay. I don't know if there's a mortgage on it, but he could pay the taxes on it and whatever.
Right, there's a mortgage.
Okay. So he could take over the mortgage, and I don't know what that means about you being able to have funds to go someplace else, but that's certainly a possibility. Well, let's just look at the figures. How much of a mortgage do you have on your place?
Probably about $50,000 left.
Okay. What's the place worth?
Oh, $150,000.
Okay. So presumably you'd walk away with $100,000. What does it cost you on a monthly basis to live there, including the mortgage and the taxes?
About $700.
Okay. So presumably, if you... Do you have any other money that you could use as a down payment if you wanted to buy something else?
No.
Okay, so you need some of that money.
Right.
Would $700 a month give you enough to relocate someplace else? And what percentage of mortgage do you have on that place?
I think it was 5 when we got.
Well, it may be worth. You should probably talk to your banker. It may be that you could refinance it for significantly, for like, you know, maybe 3% or something, and that's going to make a significant difference. Does he have any? He has no assets whatsoever.
No. And that's my quandary, kind of, is he's so dependent on me.
Well, he's dependent because you let him be dependent. If somehow you didn't have the house, or you were renting, or you, God forbid, something happened and you couldn't keep up the payments, then he'd have to figure out something to do. I mean, you're making him, you're really not doing him any favors in the long run. The short run is he's been able to live there for 4 years without paying any rent. For the long term, it's a nowhere situation. I mean, he's, as you point out, he's dependent on you. It's not going to make him feel good about it. Put yourself in his position. If you were 36 years old and living with your father, I mean, is that going to make you feel fantastic? And
let me live with him.
Well, but that means that you have a $150,000 house, and presumably you're maybe 20 years older than your son. Your son in 20 years, what path he's going, you're going to have that.
Right, no, he's
so
not.
So you're not helping your son to have the same sense of self-reliance that your father helped you to have. So in the long run, you're really not doing him much of a favor. So the question is, for the long term, this is a disaster. The question is, for short term, is there a way of helping him to budget? And you may even be willing to underwrite him to a certain extent. If you can get a lower mortgage on that, although if you're going to sell it the next year, it probably doesn't make any sense to do that anyway. But let's say you sold the place. And you can afford, obviously, you can afford $700 a month at this point for room and for housing expenses. And you walk away with $100,000. And presumably you can, I don't know where you're going, and maybe it's, hopefully it's less expensive than where you are. So maybe you could subsidize his living to a certain extent someplace, helping him find, and he may have to have a roommate. And he may not have, it may not be as nice a place as living with you. But presumably it's taking you 10 or 15 or 20 years to acquire that. He's at the same point at 36, you probably had more than he has.
Yes.
Well, so you're not really doing him much of a favor. So I think the thing to do is sit down and say, okay, by the end of this month, let's find you a place to live, and I'll subsidize you for the first 6 months. Because I'm going to sell the place. And I mean, you could say, well, you know, he can stay there till you sell it, but it's you're only prolonging the inevitable.
Okay. And you don't feel like that would be, I don't know, abandoning him or
Well, you don't have to stop loving him. You don't have to stop taking him out for Sunday brunch. You don't have to stop sending him birthday presents. You just have to stop treating him like he's 10 years old.
Right.
Do you have other children?
Yes.
What, tell me about the other kids.
I have 3 daughters. They're all, well, 2 are married and have families, and 1 is in her 20s and has a job. And,
yeah. Well, let me put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about your other kids and how you treat this, your son, as opposed to your daughters. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. We're talking with Ernie, who's a daddy who has, you've got 4 kids or more?
I'm sorry.
You have 4 children or more?
I have 4.
Okay. So you've got, is your son, which number is he?
The oldest.
Okay. So you've got 1 son and 3 daughters, and all the daughters are all independent, living on their own.
Yes.
2 of them are married.
Yes.
What about the one who's not married? She have a job?
She has a job and her own play.
Okay. So what's the difference between your daughter and your son in terms of abilities?
Well, my son was a little rowdy in his younger days, and he did not finish high school, so has the GED. And the others actually have gone, my two married daughters have gone to college and have careers related to their college education.
Okay.
My younger daughter is pursuing her own passion, which is makeup, you know, putting on makeup, doing makeup, esthetician, I think is what they call it, but that's her interest in life.
And she pays her own rent, doesn't ask you guys for money. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't give the others money. I do give them money, you know, birthdays, parties, out to dinner.
Well, but presumably, but you're not subsidizing day-to-day living. You're not paying their daily expenses, and that you are for your son.
Yes.
Which presumably doesn't exactly make him feel like a prince among men. It may make him feel on some level that daddy loves me best because daddy's, you know, paying all my, you know, I'm the prince, I'm daddy's favorite. But in the long run, it's not going to help his sense of well-being very much of, you know, the girls can take care of themselves and I can't.
Yeah, I guess I got into this mess by dealing with what I thought was a short-term disaster in his life. Sort
well, I get it, but the problem is that it's now turning into a long-term disaster in his life, and so we got to do something about it. And you've got to decide. He may be a bit reluctant to do this because he's going to feel at best ambivalent because he's got such a sweetheart deal. You know, if Manny and I can come and live there and not have, you know, that we're going to have a lot of disposable income if we don't have to pay rent.
Right.
Okay. So. One of the things, that's what I'm saying, that I would sit down with my son and say, look, I want to move to, where do you live now?
I live in Georgia.
Okay. So if you could go any place you wanted to go, where would you go?
Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Do you know how much houses cost in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, a lot. I'd probably have to go with a condo or something small.
Okay. Okay, so you're thinking, all right, so the first thing, here's what I would do. I mean, let's not deal with abstractions. Abstractions is what people go to war about. Bad sentence, but you get the idea. So I would start looking at real estate in Myrtle Beach. Okay, and now's probably a good time to do it because season's just about over, and so the people who couldn't make a killing are now, you know, who don't want to be there anymore, are probably going to start putting in the next couple of months places on the market, and now's a good time to buy because it's off season, and so go and see what you know, and maybe even take a trip down there. So you're not saying to your son, because he's going to make the obvious comment. He's going to play you like a Stradivarius. Of Dad, you've got this house, and the kids are used to coming here, and you know it's you're all by yourself. So what's the big deal?
Right.
A hard argument to offset, except listen, I'm leading you down a primrose path. We're going nowhere on this. But if you can make the argument of. Listen, I've been your dad. I've raised four kids. You know, I've been the responsible bread earner. You know, I paid alimony to your mom or whatever it is. This is my time. I want to do whatever I want to do. And so I'm going to start looking at Myrtle Beach. And as soon as I find a place, I'm going to put this place on the market. Now, and I would start doing that because there's nothing like the truth to really bolster your story. and you'll see either that I can't afford this, or I can't afford it, or gee, there's a deal and I need to put this house on the market and sell it in the next 6 weeks. And then here's what you can say to him. I mean, because you then have a plan, and it's not about ejecting him; it's about you doing what you want to do. And that's a much harder argument to offset. Of because he's going to make the argument of what's the big deal? It doesn't cost you anything to have me here, and so what's the big deal? But if you're moving, if I need this money as a down payment because I'm going to go and enjoy my golden years, and you and the kids are always welcome to come down, I'll get a two-bedroom house or a two-bedroom condo or whatever, and I'm going to put
once a year.
Pardon?
At least twice a year.
Exactly, for maybe up to a day.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, as soon as you're off the phone with me, I would go to Street Easy or, you know, go online and Myrtle Beach Properties and start looking. Okay? Then what you're going to do is you're going to say to him, I would like to be in Myrtle Beach by September, December, whatever.
Right.
And that means that I'm going to put the house on the market probably in the next month or so. As far as I'm concerned, you can stay here until the house is rented, assuming that he's not too messy, or we can begin looking for a place for you now. And if we start looking for a place for you now, I'm willing to subsidize you until I move to Myrtle Beach, because once I move, I'm going to need my cash. But between now and then, I'm willing to subsidize you to the extent of, I don't know. And you sit down and figure out what you can afford to $150 a month or whatever. But if you stay here, then as far as I'm concerned, then as soon as the house is sold, you're on your own. And it's going to be a bit more abrupt. I would suggest, for both of our sakes, that you start looking for a place now and I can subsidize you and it's a better transition. But you can stay here till the place is sold. But understand, once it's sold, you're done. And it means that you have to keep your room clean, and because I'm going to be showing it, and I'm going to start showing it in the next, as soon as Easter's over, or I'll subsidize you. So you choose. And hopefully he'll be smart enough. Either he figures you're bluffing, which is one of the reasons to start looking for a place in Myrtle Beach, so you're not bluffing.
Right.
And start the process. But and what you need to do, because he's gonna say, I can't believe you're doing this, and I needed you, and it's been a tough road. The other thing I would do, if I were in your shoes, is I would point out to him that, and I wish you'd called me 4 years ago, because I would have said, okay, he can stay on the assumption that he takes night courses so that he can better himself in terms of education, and so he can get a better job or get a second job or do whatever he needs to do. But you're not teaching him any self-reliance whatsoever, and in the long run, that's probably the most important job that any of us teach our kids, is how to take care of themselves, because us taking care of them just makes them children again. It doesn't make them feel good about themselves, doesn't teach them any life lessons except somebody's got to take care of me, and that sense of entitlement of, well, you owe me. You don't owe him. He's 36 years old. Whatever you owed him has come and gone. And you presumably were a great dad or a terrible dad, but deal with your guilt in some way other than crippling him. All right. Do you need to stay on with me a little longer or not?
No, I appreciate it.
Start looking at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
well, if you need to talk with me some more, just stay on the line. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Listen, the role of parent is a complicated one because it's one of the few experiences in life where we really need to figure out somebody else's well-being as well as our own. And not only that, but figuring out long-term as well as short-term. Because our impulses as a parent take care of our child, which is appropriate and fine and certainly perpetuates the species. But the question is, to what extent and at what cost? And it's not even dealing with 36-year-old kids who are adults, but even how do you deal with a 3-year-old? How do you deal with a 5-year-old? With the goal being to make them self-reliant, to make them feel that the world is a good and safe place, but also to be cautious, to think about what the long-term consequences are. That baby talk, for example, is a great short-term solution to dealing with a child. But it dooms the kid, right? They're not learning English. They're not learning to speak in a way that will command respect. So it's a very tricky job, and probably the most complicated one that any of us ever undertake with no particular training on it except our own parents. And most of us feel that either they did a terrific job, which feels seamless, and we don't really know what to do next, or did a terrible job, we won't do the opposite, which is not going to work any better. So you can call me, 855-99-37569. Rochelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I don't know exactly where to start. My question is regarding family relationships and, I don't even know where to start. About 2 years ago, my sister and I got into a disagreement, and she stopped speaking to me.
What was the disagreement about?
Minimum wage. It was.
Does she
really
work for you?
No. We just had.
This was just a political discussion.
Difference of opinion. It was no. I just thought it was no big deal. It was a heated discussion, but I thought it was. And the last thing she said to me was, "Fine, go ahead and don't talk to me for the next 6 months like you always do." And she hung up. And I just thought, wow, this is her projecting onto me, saying, because this has been a pattern for her where she will not speak to me for a long time. So I just let it go. I just figured, you know, I'm kind of done with it. I'm not going to pursue this relationship anymore because it's not good for me. So anyway, come Christmas, this happened it'll be 2 years this August. So come Christmas, my other sister called and said, hey, Sister A is coming in for the holidays. She doesn't want you here, so I would appreciate it if you don't come. And for our whole lives, we have spent the holidays together.
So, and wait a minute. All right, so are there just the three of you, or are there more than that?
There's a brother, too. He's 7 years younger than me.
All right, what's your relationship with a sister with whom you're having a difficulty? Is she older or younger?
She's younger, 2 years younger, and I'm the middle, and then I have a sister 2 years older.
Okay.
So the older sister called me and said, hey, you know, sister is coming in for the holidays. She said it's either you or her, so, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of this, so you not come. And I said, you know, I don't think this is fair. I don't think this is right. I think you're fueling a fire, but okay, fine. You know, I won't come. So I had her over at my house for Christmas, and then the older sister. And then the following year after that, she called me up again after not speaking to me all year. So obviously now I'm getting the hint that two sisters are mad at me. But she called me again.
Wait a minute. All right. So younger sister came to town. Older sister said, you can't come. So both older sister and younger sister are not dealing with you at this moment?
Right. And then the following year, this past Christmas, the same thing. She called me again and said, hey, I just want to let you know, since things are still tense between you and your younger sister, she's going to come up for the holidays. I would appreciate it if you don't come. And I said, hey, you know what? This isn't fair. I don't know what I did. I got in an argument. This is getting way out of hand, you know. And she says, I just find this so sad. And it's just, so anyway, my question now is, with my younger sister, in the past 2 years, I've sent her kids Christmas gifts and birthday money and everything, and I've never received a thank you or anything. And then now my older sister, same thing with her kids. I never get thank yous. And I've been trying to reach out to them, because I'm closer to my older sister's kids, and they're adults. One's 23, one's 21, and they're at school. And I've been trying to reach out to them the last year and a half at least, saying, hey, I'm going to be up at your school. Can I come visit you? I said, hey, can I visit you? And my hand is slapped away, or they just don't respond, or they ignore me. So I don't know what I should do at this point.
Okay, let's say, because you're dealing with a couple of issues that intersect, but they're not the same. So let's see if we can kind of deconstruct them to be able to deal with them more constructively. Okay, let's deal with the easier one first, of the older adult kids. If your gifts aren't acknowledged, I'd stop sending them. I mean, I think it's that simple. There are only two ways of looking at it. Either I'm sending a gift, and the price of the gift is an acknowledgement, it's a thank you. At which point, and you need to make that clear. Of look, I'll tell you what. In the last couple of years, I've sent gifts, and I don't know if you haven't received them. So you know, why don't you let me know that either you have received them or you haven't received them before I proceed this year? And that's a way of, without being starting necessarily a war, of saying, look, you guys are adults, and the obvious thing to do when you get a gift is to say thank you. And if it has either no value or you can't bring yourself to say thank you, then let's let this go. But you don't have to start a war about it. All you have to do is say, look, before I send you Easter baskets or Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gilt or your birthday gifts or whatever, in the last year I sent stuff, I didn't know if you got it, so please either let me know that you got it or before I send stuff this year. And then you just wait, and if they say, oh yeah, sorry, Aunt Rochelle, we did get it, well, you know, I've been a little sloppy about it, thanks a bunch, then you can send stuff this year. And you don't, it doesn't have to be a uniform code that if one kid says, oh yeah, thanks, I really got it, sorry, I was sloppy about this, and one doesn't, you send the gift to the one that acknowledges. So that's very straightforward.
15-year-olds and 17-year-olds?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, a 5-year-old, in theory, needs someone to get him a stamp. But a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, I mean, even to the extent, I am not at all a fan of email thank yous if somebody takes the time to go and shop and mail and wrap and whatever, then I think that it requires a thank you note. But it sounds like you're not even getting an email acknowledgement, so I would just send them.
No, not even a text.
Yeah, and those children are certainly old enough to buy a stamp. And
when I do text them on things, they ignore it.
You just let it go. Let them, and it's their job. Or you can send an occasional stupid and cheerful, hi guys, how are you doing? Let me know, you know. And because if they want something, they'll get in touch. So, and I mean, teenage years are kind of snotty years anyways. But I wouldn't hold the kids may have been raised by wolves, but at this point, raised by wolves are not, they know what the rules are, and you say thank you when somebody gives you something, period. That's it. Okay, now let's get back to your sisters. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with your younger sister, because she's starting this war, and the only way to probably end it, and you could certainly invite everybody to your house, but I have the sense that it could be like the Charlie Brown Christmas where nobody shows up.
Yeah. This isn't the first time that she's caused this family. And I have always approached her and said, what is going on? We need to talk this out, blah, blah, blah.
Well, but,
and
you know, I mean, I hear that it's really irritating to have to do that. But you only have limited choices here. One is to not do it, but the situation is probably not going to change. And it may be that this is how she's feeling. Pardon?
That's fine, I guess, with her, because I'm okay with ending that relationship, because it's one-sided. She can say what she wants, and I can't say
what
I want.
All right, so, but understand that you then have an issue with your all right, let me ask you a question. What happens with your older sister for the rest of the year? Saying around Christmas,
she quit calling me, too.
Why?
I've even tried to call her, and she hasn't.
Why?
I've called her a couple times, and then she's never initiated a phone call.
Michelle, why is she not getting back in touch? I'll put you on hold.
Come back.
And see if you can. Well, do a little bit of memory search. Let's see if you can figure out something. I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building.
I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Rochelle, who sort of has walked into the middle of a family feud. Do we have any idea why your older sister is mad at you, other than saying, you know, it's not really fair that you're putting me in this position? It sounds like there must have been something else in addition to that, yes? Rochelle? Mandy, do we have her on? Rochelle, are you there? I'll tell you what, why don't you put her on hold and see if we can find her, because I don't know where she is. All right, you want to put Catherine on? Okay, Catherine, Rochelle, I don't know what happened to you, but I'll get back to you in just a second. Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I wanted to discuss a call you had about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
This lady, yeah, because I was trying to understand where you were coming from, because I had a different take on it. And usually I try to guess, like, what you're going to say with the call. But this lady called up, and she wanted to know if she should go to Awake, because she had a falling out with a family member.
Right.
And she severed all relationships with her, and you said she was rigid. And then you told her to go to the Wake. I thought that was like her be the call of telling her to go was like her being a hypocrite. Like, in other words, since she severed all relationships, you know.
Well, but they've had a relationship before, and wakes aren't for the people who are gone. They're for the rest of the family. They're to show support for the family. I mean, you know, I think we try and have as few feuds in this life as possible. You know, and certainly not showing up at a wake, not showing up at a wedding, not showing up at an event is a way of cementing unhappiness. And so I'm seldom in favor of it. And I say seldom because it's hard to say never, because I'm sure I could find some situation which might make some sense. But, yeah.
Because I was under the impression, like, if the family members saw her show up, they were saying, oh, look, she's a hypocrite. She had nothing to do with her now.
Well, listen, other people are entitled to whatever their belief system is. You can't run your life based on what other people are going to think or say. It's the right thing to do. I mean, if nothing else, it's certainly the Christian thing to do, to turn the other cheek, to pay homage, to show respect. The people have they fall out with people. I'm not sure exactly where we put the S on that one, but I think that forgiving people is not only a gift to the other person, in this particular case to the other person's family, but to ourselves. And I think there are very few cases in which, when people are mourning, that showing up and saying, because they had a relationship and they were important to one another. And I suppose a worst case scenario you could look at it is what the Louis B. Mayer story, where he apparently was the most hated man in Hollywood, and everybody showed up at his funeral, and one of the assumptions was that people are afraid not to, and the other was, you give people what they want, they show up. So it's hard for me. I think you're going to have a hard time finding a situation where I'll tell somebody to hang on to their anger. It just doesn't make any sense.
The second part, I was wondering if she called up saying, oh, I had a wonderful marriage. My husband kept saying how much he loved me, and I'm a wonderful wife. And then she found out he committed adultery, and then she said, I'm ending the marriage. Would you tell her the same thing?
Well, I think it depends how she feels about adultery. I mean, if they're listen, you know, and I know lots of people who, first of all, I'm not sure that death has a whole lot to do with adultery, number one. So I don't think that they're really comparable situations, number one. Number two, you know, and I know a lot of people who stay in adulterous relationships for whatever reason. And it may be exactly as you said, that he treats me very well, and so I don't care what else he does with other people. So, you know, I think situations are different, but I think paying respects to people who are gone, I mean, that, by definition, that's the end of a relationship. So it's not really going to change. And the question is, how much do you want to hang on to your anger? I think looking at a marriage that where there's been adultery depends on how you feel about adultery. And in fact, my basic rule of thumb, which doesn't apply in all situations but applies a lot, is the person has to say why if they want to resume their marriage, is why did it happen? How can you assure me it'll never happen again? And what's in it for me? So, but that's a negotiation. It's pretty hard to negotiate with dead people.
Okay. I appreciate
it. In my experience, at least.
Okay. I appreciate that you explained that a little bit more in depth.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Michelle.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. I got disconnected.
That's okay. All right. So we were trying to figure out what your big sister's beef is with you, other than she may have felt you put her in a difficult position by saying, you know, that, I mean, you didn't actually put her in the position, but you certainly didn't make it easier for her, which is neither here nor there. Can you think of anything else that you might have occurred to your older sister that makes her unhappy with you?
I really can't. I'd love to pinpoint something and say this is what happened, but I can't.
Okay.
All I know is since my argument with my younger sister, she has not made an effort to connect with me. And when she did connect with me, she called only to tell me I wasn't invited.
Have you reached out to her at all? You said she just doesn't answer your text or your emails or anything?
No, that was my niece. That's her daughter that's not answering anything from me.
Right, well, this family is really good at grudges, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They hold them forever.
The grudge family. All right.
Yes.
So,
I feel it's their way of manipulating me.
Well, but
so I just don't want any more part of it. I just don't want it to ruin my relationships with
my nieces and nephews.
Well,
and
first of all, your nieces and nephews, they're kids, and so and as they move out of adolescence, for example, I have a really good relationship with my one of my aunts. In fact, I have a good relationship basically with almost all my aunts and uncles. And my family, I'm from a family of feuds as well. And I just ignore them. And I don't either defend I won't let other people badmouth whomever in front of me. But I also don't defend them. I just say, look, we're not going to talk about it. It would seem to me that what you need to do here is figure out what your goals are. And one may be to do stupid and cheerful with both your younger sister and your older sister, because it's not going to cost you very much to do that. If you heavily invest in it, then you're going to feel that sense of rejection and vulnerability. So you don't want to do that. But sort of have a two-pronged approach, because it's very likely, especially with the teenagers, that the approach to the your nieces and nephews is going to be via their parents. Not completely. I mean, they can be thuggish on their own, but... So I tell you what, let me put you on hold, because we're just about to run out of time in this segment. And let's figure out an approach to both your younger and older sister. Because if you have a two-pronged approach that says, look, I love you both. You know, it's kind of like the last call that we don't want everybody to be making up at wakes and funerals. All right, so let me put you on hold. Manny, I can't hear if there's... There we go. There it is. There's my music.
You're just a little early, that's all.
I anticipated. Michelle, put you on hold. Come back and talk about this some more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...